Mishnah we learned this week. Mishnah says, Elu dvarim shein lehem ona, avadim, vashtaros, vakarkos, vakdeshos. Four types of assets that are not subject to the rules of ona, as we'll see as we proceed, may not mean they have no dinim of ona, they may have certain dinim, not all the dinim, higher thresholds for ona, whatever it is, but they certainly don't have the same dinim of ona. Certainly there's a higher bar you have to cross before you hit ona. These four things, slaves, shtaros, which may mean loan documents, selling a loan via the document, karkos, real estate, ektashos. Ektashos also we'll discuss further, hopefully. Classic ektashos mean betakabayas, carbon, that kind of thing. There is a sheet in the Achronim that apparently in the medieval period, in the Achronim, they used to use the word hektish to refer to shul property, tzedakah property. They used to call that hektish. And there are actually some sheetas that extend this drasha to such property, but we'll get to that later. Tonight I want to focus on a question which we already touched on several times before. We keep pointing out that ona has two components. There's the iser, alav daraisa, and then there's the remedies, the chashon mishpat, the bitl mekach, chazaras ona, the different halachas that happen, mechila, bitl mekach, chazaras ona, that happen if you do ona. When we say that these four things, karkos and the others, have no ona, do we mean that there is no remedy, or that the threshold is higher, more than a shtus, or do we mean there's no lav, not even a lav in the first place? What do we mean when we say that there is no ona to karka? As I mentioned earlier, that's a practical question. We've had cases where people have freely admitted that they were ripping off somebody by buying a house by offering a price that was much less than the house is worth. So, b'di'eved, there may not be a claim of ona or bitl mekach. Are you allowed to do that? Or are you over a lav daraisa? In order to discuss this question, we're going to discuss two other questions also which are closely intertwined. One of them is, what actually is the reason, if there is a reason, what is the reason for no ona on karkos? Is it simply a gzeiras hakasuv? Or is there a reason for it?
The Gemara seems to imply that, no?
Yeah, we'll discuss it. Is it simply a gzeiras hakasuv, or is there a reason? Third, the Rishonim deal with the basic question, how on earth can Chazal say that the psukim of ona don't apply to karka? If you read the psukim, these are psukim in Parshas Bahar, the entire parsha is talking about karka. The Parshas Bahar begins with the famous Ma'anin Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. Bahar Sinai Lamar begins with Shemitah. The Torah goes on and talks about Yovel. Then the Torah says, right after Yovel, it says, when you sell, b'chisimkru memkar la'misecha, o'kanam yad ha'misecha, al tonu ish es achiv. You have to calibrate the price based on how many years you're going to have left of the field before it goes back to Yovel. The entire parsha, the entire context is talking about karka. So yes, Chazal Darshan, Okanam Miyad Amisecha, Drasha Miyad Metalchun. But how does that fit with the Pashup Shan and the Pasuk that's clearly talking about karka? So all these three questions are closely intertwined, and the various discussions in the Rishonim and Achronim deal with these questions together. So, it turns out there are actually a number of shitas in the Rishonim and Achronim that say there is a lav in cheating with regard to karka, although as we'll see, there are actually three or four ways to explain what the lav is. The first shita, the most important shita, is the shita of the Ramban. We touched on this Ramban last week too. The Ramban says that the lav, he brings this question, how can you say the lav doesn't apply to karka? The whole parasha is talking about karka. The Ramban says that the lav does apply to karka. The Ramban goes even further. The Ramban says, all these dinim of shtus, more than a shtus, less than a shtus, where does that come from? Are these drushes? The Gemara doesn't bring any drushes about shtus. The Gemara doesn't bring any drushes about bitl mekach. The Gemara doesn't bring any drush about kano machzer or not. The Gemara doesn't bring any drush about shtus. Where does all this come from, he says. So the Ramban has one pshat. These are all drabanan, or these are all Chazal's hashara about what people are mochel and not mochel. The Ikar Din Torah, he says, is only the lav. The only thing the Torah told you about directly is the lav. All these other dinim are Chazal svaras, takanas or svaras, what Chazal felt were the right way to do business based on mechila, based on other svaras. Says the Ramban, the lav applies to karka as well as metaltal. The parasha is talking about karka. The lav applies to everything. And the parasha is only talking about the lav, and the lav applies equally to everything. These svaras, either he says, are Chazal svaras, that that, and the pasuk I think is just an asmachta, or he says it's taka drasha. The Torah told you that metalton somehow is different from karka by telling you miyada misecha. The Torah is meramis to you. There is some chiluk. The chiluk is not in the lav. The lav applies equally to karka. The chiluk is in the remedies. But I'll call upon him, the Ramban in both these mahalchim says that the lav does apply to karka as well as metalton. He says that the Farish, as we noted last week, he says the lav applies to pachas mishdos too. The lav applies to karka. You're over the lav. But the question of remedy is either it's not in the Torah at all, it's just Chazal's own dinim, or it is or it is in the Torah, but in any event, the lav applies equally to karka and metalton. This is the sheet of other poskim too. The Mishkanes Yaakov has a tshuva, which he assumes is for Dover Pashut, that the lav does apply to karka. And the whole, when we say karka ain't low, no, we mean it doesn't have the remedy of chazara, bittul mekach, chshtus, kana, machzor. No, those don't apply. But the lav applies to karka as well as metalton. Now, the Ramban, in the course of his discussion, the Ramban does try to explain why karka is different from metalton with regard to ona. The Ramban says, The Ramban is working in his Mahalak that the Shurim are not even Merumas in the Torah. The Shurim have nothing to do with the Torah. The Shtus and Yosemi Shtus, those are all Drabbanan. He calls them Asmachti, says. The only thing that's derived is the Lav. The Lav applies equally to Karka Metalton. The Shurim and the Dinim are all Asmachtas. They're all Drabbanans or Svaris. And he says, why Taka is Karka different from this? If it's not a Drasha, why is Karka different from Metalton? It's a Svara, the Ramban says. Calls it a Kabbalah. The reason is, he brings the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Davra Shava L'chol Kesef. Karka, the Gemara in Bava Kamma says, is Davra Shava L'chol Kesef. Karka is worth any arbitrary amount that you pay for it. All these shiurim, he says, are kafid deyas b'nei adam. All these shiurim are based on people's das, what they're willing to be mochel, what they're not willing to be mochel. Why should karka be different? Karka is the same svara. Why shouldn't karka be different, he says? If Chazal felt that people's das is different for karka, it has a different share. Why is the das different for karka? He brings this gemara. Karka is davra shava l'chol kesef. The truth is, this question about whether it's exeris a kasuv or a svara is actually an explicit machlokas between Tosfos and the Rashbam and Baba Basra. The context is a sugya of damim odim. Damim odim is a halacha. In certain cases, when we're not sure, someone does a sale, we're not sure how much is included in the sale, there's something ambiguous about the agreement, we can look to the price. It's a complicated sugya. When we do say, when we don't say, but there is an idea of damim odim that in certain cases we look to the price to help us figure out what they meant. The Gemara talks about a case if someone sold a tzemet. Tzemet is a pair of oxen, or it can refer specifically to the yoke that pairs them together. It's an ambiguous term. It's a big difference whether you get the oxen or not. So the Gemara says, according to Ali, some shitas, you look at the damim. If the price seems to be the price that would include oxen, include it, if not, not. That's the idea of damim odim. So there's a svara that on karka you don't say that. On karka, you don't say damim odim. Why not? So Tosis brings a Rashbam that says, Eino nala karkos. Since Eino nala karkos, therefore you don't say damim odim. Says Tosis, Eino nala karkos, it's exeris a kasuv. It applies to shtaros and avadim too. It applies to things that the Rashbam understands. Tosis explains, Eino nala karkos apparently is not stam exeris a kasuv. It's like the Ramban. Eino nala karkos is because karka has no clearly defined price. Even if brokers will tell you this is what it goes for, in a certain sense, karka, people sometimes pay more. Karka, the price is less fixed. People sometimes are willing to pay a lot more. The price of karka is less definitively established, and therefore in another karkos, and therefore damim odim, according to the Rashbam. Tosfos says, not true. In another karkos is exeris a kasuv. It applies to other things also, like shtaros, like avadim, like Shtaros Avadim, and he says it's Exeris Akasiv, it has nothing to do with Damim Odim. And therefore Tosfos says it's true, people do sometimes pay more for Karka, and that's why you don't see Damim Odim. That has nothing to do with Enon Alakarkos, which is just Exeris Akasiv. So this question, as Rav Sussman points out, the Gemara does bring Exeris Akasiv, and that is really Tosfos' kasha on the Rashbam. The Rashbam and the Ramban both seem to learn. The Ramban is learning the Pasuk Zeras Machta, and it's just a Svara. Rashbam, I don't know what the Rashbam is learning. But in any event, there is a tzad in the poskim. Chinuch also brings this Ramban, learns like this Ramban, that the reason there's no anon karka is a svara, because karka has a less well-defined price than metalshlim does. Again, not sure exactly what that means. Real estate, certainly in today's market, might not have an exact price to the dollar, but it does have a fairly well-defined price. But in any event, this is the shita of the Ramban and the Chinuch, and maybe the Rashbam, Einon Ola Karkos, is because the price is less well-defined. Now, the truth is, the Gemara that the Rashbam brings, that the Ramban brings of Davra Shava Lechol Kesef, as a proof that that's why there's no Anah, actually it's hard to understand what his raya is. If you look at the Gemara over there, the Gemara says, the Gemara uses the language that Davra Shava Lechol Kesef is an expression that means karka. The Gemara says, why? If it's because Einon Ola Karkos, but that applies to Avadim and Shtaris too, which are not included in this term of Davra Shava Lechol Kesef. The Gemara does not seem to be saying it's a specific property of karka that it inherently has no, inherently is not worth kesef. The Gemara seems to be simply referring to the halacha of Anah. So the Ramban is learning that the halacha of Anah derives from some basic fact that karka has a less well-defined price. The Gemara seems to be saying the opposite, that the reason karka is called davar shavah kol kesef is on the contrary, is because of ein lo anah l'karkos, and that applies equally to avadim and shtaris. So I'm not sure what the Ramban thought he saw from that Gemara. More iyun is required, but in any event, this is a machlokes rishon, and whether it's simply a gzeiras hakasuv or whether it is a svara that the price of karka is less well defined. So this is one mahalach, that the lav of lo sonu applies to karka, just as some of the dinim of chazaras are not don't. Second shita is a sma b'shem the marshal. Marshal says that even if the technical lav of onah as well as the remedies don't apply to karka, that's what he seems to be saying, there still will be a different answer in cheating on karka. Marshal says, even if the anah doesn't apply, logara me anah zvar, ugnev is das, uvachlal losonu ish etzachavim. Now, Chronim said that's a mistake. If losonu ish etzachavim is anah zmavim, he means the second pasuk. Gemara is going to say that losonu ish etzamiso, that's the pasuk for anah zvarim. So this mahalach marshal was ma saying, you're right. Real or not real or not, but anah of or not what we call anah as mamon does not apply. Neither the remedy nor the isser applies to karka, but a different isser applies. The general isser of gnevis das, the isser of anas dvarim, which includes all kinds of general types of dishonesty and bad practice. Not sure why this is anas dvarim. Anas dvarim usually means not to hurt somebody's feelings. But roughly speaking, this is a form of gnevis das, or of a more general kind of onah, if not actually the lav of onahs mamon. There's also.
Does he say why to split if they're both written there? Why one applies to karka, one doesn't apply to karka?
No, he does not address that. On the other hand, you really have to address that in the Gemara, because the Gemara seems to be the Gemara taking kipshuto understands the first pasuk of miyad as referring to Talflin or Karka, the Pasuk's talking about, but then when you get to the second Pasuk, the Gemara says the Pharisees are talking about Anas Dvarim, which means don't tell him Zechor Masecha Rishonim. So once you accept the Gemara that the second Pasuk is talking about nothing to do with Mechel Memkor at all, Akarcha Chazal taking the second Pasuk out of Pshuto and saying it applies to just general bad behavior towards somebody else. So they're just saying, once you have that, so saying that Karka is Bechlal Ad is not such a big leap.
He's trying Gufa to answer the question that way. By saying yes, the second one, it's almost like the reason why we don't have to say the first one is applied by karka is because we have the second one that applies by karka.
I don't think that's the reason. I think he's just saying that even if we take the Gemara Kipshuto and say the first one is not, but l'chal apachas, your conduct will still be prohibited by the second one, which is much broader.
I'm saying, like, is he doing that like to like make us feel better? Like,
no, I think he's just doing it to warn you not to do this. I think he's just telling you that. Don't think because the Gemara says that you're not over a Nas Mullen.
So he's not answering whether the first one is not.
No, he's not going to answer. He's just going to say, don't think it's mutter because you have a second pasuk which is going to ask for this kind of behavior too. The Rashash says, discussing this question of whether you're allowed l'chatchila to do Anah and Karka, he says, I think it's aser. He brings a Gemara that says that when you ain mefachsin es ha'adam. The Gemara talks about certain kinds of practices where you kind of paint over flaws, you kind of make something look better. You primp it, selling an Eved, selling a Behemoth, you make something look better than it is, and you hide, you suppress flaws, that's an Isser of Gnevis Das. So he says, And one of the examples there is Adam. It says when you sell a person, you sell a slave, you can't fix them up in a way that'll hide underlying flaws. You see, it applies even to a person. That sounds very much like this. If he's bringing the psukim, that's an Indian of Gnevis Das Pashtus, and he's bringing this. That's the general sugya in which those things are listed. So he also seems to be saying it's not mamish, the isser of Anas Mammon, but it falls into this general category of cheating in general, taking advantage of people in general is something you shouldn't be doing. This chiluk is made in a very acute way by the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer is not actually discussing karka, he's discussing Anah with Gentiles. The Avnei Nezer is going on a language of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav says that even with regard to a non-Jew, you should not cheat him. You should not defraud him. So the Abinazir's Talmud, the Chalkas Yoav, says, you see that the Isser of Arna applies to a non-Jew, which is beforeish in the Mishkanas Yaakov, that he says that just like Karka, only the remedies don't apply to a non-Jew, but the Isser does, and so too, but just like Karka, only the remedies don't apply, but the Isser does, so too with regard to non-Jews, the Miut is only for the remedies, but the Isser still applies. That's how the Chalkas Yoav understood. Avnezer said, no, absolutely not. Once a non-Jew is nismayed, maybe Karka also, but he's talking about non-Jews, the mirror is total. However, he says what the Shulchan Aruch Harav means is the Isser of Losonu is only, you're not doing active fraud. You're simply selling at a price which is not the fair price. But if you deliberately mislead him about the quality of the chayfetz, or if you tell him beferish, this is a fair price, once you're engaged in what he calls active fraud, that becomes Gnevis Das. That's Gnevis Das. That's Aser. He says the Isser of Arna is only when you're not Gnev Daito. The only thing you're doing wrong is you're selling at a price which happens not to be the fair price. Once you actively mislead, whether it's about the quality of the object or about the price, once you actively tell them this is the going rate or something, that's Aser. That's Aser of Gnevis Das, not Aser Arna. So that's this general sheet also of the Marshal and the Rashash, Legabe, Sma, Legabe, Karka, that there's an Isser of not of Anah, but the separate Isser of Anah's Dvarim, of Gnevis Das. Just want to close with one very strange thing, the Klei Yakar. The Klei Yakar discusses also this question of whether there's Anah in Karka, and he also gives a svara for why Karka is different. He also assumes there is a lav for Karka, the first pasuk, the second pasuk, one of the pasukim applies to Karka, he says. Regarding the svara of why Karka is different from a Talton, why Karka doesn't have the same remedies, Chazaras or Anah, very interesting svara, he says, prices change all the time. Taltal and Karka, what things are worth 100 years from now, 10 years from now, 1 year from now, are different from what they're worth today. However, when it comes to metaltal, metaltalin are not durable. Metaltalin get consumed, get destroyed. So we don't look at tomorrow. We look at only today. If the price is not fair today, bitl mecca, chazaras or no. Karka, he says, remains forever. Aretz l'olam amed, aretz l'olam amedes. The Karka will be around forever. So Karka, we never say that, we never force you to max or not, because maybe tomorrow it'll be a good price. Maybe in 10 years it'll be a good price. It's a pella to say such a thing, because or not, the aleph base is always ein lecha elam kama v'shaito. Or not, we'll get into this more later, hopefully, but or not is always calculated based on the current price. He seems to learn ein lechanami, but the reason you do that is because it's metalshul and it might not be around tomorrow, so you look at today's price. Karka, which will be around tomorrow, it's never really or not, because someday it'll be worth that much. I don't really understand the svara, but that's what the Klei Yakar says.